Kind of hard to get a read on teams from last year. I mean, I always took it no results were surprising because you didn't know from week to week what players the teams had. So it was just a crazy time for coaches, players, fans, parents last year, wasn't it?
Definitely. And crazy might not even be a strong enough word for it. I mean, it was completely outside of anything we had ever done, and a whole different level of stress and anxiety. We played all seven of our games, six regular season, and then that extra game if you didn't make the playoffs. So we played all seven, but we didn't play all seven with the same kids.
Right.
And there were weeks where the entire receiving core and most of our defensive backs were out on quarantine, and we were playing with kids that had to move positions. We had to put in young kids that probably were not ready for varsity football. We enlisted our kickers, who were our soccer players and that don't play another position, and put them out at receiver. I mean, we did everything we could to keep a team on the field for 7 weeks.
Yeah, that's amazing. Did anything good come from last year? I mean, youngsters getting a chance to play. I've talked to several coaches, you know, younger kids maybe getting more opportunities. But was there anything good that came away from last year other than the chance we did get to play?
I mean, absolutely, I agree with that. Yes, the fact that we got to play was the number one, but certainly some other really good things came from that. We did get a lot of young guys did have an opportunity to get in and play. Soccer guys, that their soccer season wasn't until the spring, and so basically they became football players, and so they stepped outside of their comfort and played some other positions so that they could be more active inside of football. We had some kids that are golfers and tennis players that got to play golf and tennis for the first season, and then because we started later in football, then could come and play football. So they had an opportunity to play. Some guys played four seasons of sports, high school sports, last year, which mm-hmm. I think that was a positive all around for kids in general. But I also think that we as coaches learned a lot. You know, you get into a routine of this is the way that we do things, and this is the only way to do them. And we learned a lot of other things. We learned that maybe you don't need to have as many team meetings if you can put things on Schoology and kids can go in and see them themselves, and you can record yourself installing an offensive or defensive play, that you can meet in other ways, and you don't have to have seat time. So I can meet with my position players in the evening over Microsoft Teams, as opposed to trying to squeeze it in the school day or before or after practice. So I think we did learn a lot about coaching pedagogy and maybe some new and better ways of doing things too.
Doing a lot of interviews, Coach, that word has never popped up on any of the previous ones over 18 years. I can't even repeat what you said. I don't even know what that word means. But anyway, let's look at your group this year, 2021. Okay. Look at your offensive side. Sorry about that. What do you feel good about your bunch as you go into the fall season?
Offensively, I'm feeling really good about the offensive line. We're gonna start four seniors on the offensive line, potentially five. That fifth position's up in the air, but four at least that are right now that are slated to start. Three of those guys started last year and played the entire season on the offensive line. So feeling really good about that group. Feeling really good about our receiving core. We have a good solid group there that I think started to really come into their own last year as juniors and a sophomore in there. The heir apparent at quarterback was a sophomore last year and stepped in about mid-season to that role. and got some really good experience, varsity reps. I think he grew a lot in 3 or 4 weeks, and looks like right now that he is poised to be that guy and has really matured. So I'm really happy about the way that our offense is looking right now. But I think I'm most excited about the guys up front.
And would you say the same thing about your defense? Because some of those guys might go two ways, I understand. So is the interior probably the strength of your defense right now?
Yeah, I would say probably end-to-end, and then the two inside backers right now. One of our inside backers is a returning starter. The other one was a backup, mostly in a backup capacity, but they're both looking really good. And that core group of five or six guys right there took the lion's share of reps last year, so I'm feeling really good about that part of our defense. but I'm also excited about our corners. We have three corners that essentially played those two spots the majority of the season last year when they weren't on quarantine.
Right.
So I feel like we have some experience coming back there as well. And we're trying to fill in the gaps in some of those other places, you know, like we're some of the safety spots and at least one defensive line position. But I feel like we've got the bodies to do it. And I think these guys are ready. We had a lot of young guys get some yeah. experience last year, so that's going to help us there too. But I would agree. I'd say that the line on both sides is a area right now that I feel very good about.
Your schedule, though, will force your kids to grow up pretty quick. I mean, Lewis Palmer in the opener, you'll be favored probably there. But then, you know, Pueblo South, Meade, Pine Creek, and Fort Morgan over the next month in a row.
Right.
I might have a talk with your AD if I were you, but that's a tough stretch.
That's my fault. I'll take 100% blame.
Okay.
For that. Philosophically, that's where I live. I've tried to do that as much as I could in my tenure as a coach. I tried to schedule as tough of teams as I could for that non-league schedule. My assistant coaches don't always agree with that, and I think there's probably some eye rolling and grumbling when I announce who I've gotten for our non-league. but we have a gauntlet to go through. I think it's time for us to play Meade. I mean, Meade is a perennial playoff team, and we need to play Meade and teams like Meade. And that's why there's a Pueblo South on the schedule. We've always had good games with Pueblo South. And they're not Pueblo East, and so we needed a Pueblo East break. But to get some Pueblo South in there and Fort Morgan, we've played Fort Morgan in the playoffs, and you know they're always tough and competitive. I think it was time for us to play Pine Creek too. You know, they are a short way away from us. You know, they're right down the street from us. They're in the same school district. Our kids know their kids. We know their coaching staff very well. So it was probably time to step up and play a team like Pine Creek. But that schedule is going to put us to the test for sure. We have to weather that. We have to weather that schedule and hopefully come out on the other end, maybe a little bit tougher and a little bit smarter. And despite what that win-loss record looks like, be ready to go full steam ahead into league play. So I think it'll be good for us. I'm sure that if I talk to you in 3 or 4 weeks or 5 weeks from now, maybe I'll be singing a different tune. But But I think it'll be good for us. But yeah, I have to take 100% of the credit for that.
Okay, at least step forward and do that. That's good. You mentioned League. I mean, Durango's the defending champs in 3A from the fall. They lost a lot from that team, but they'll still be competitive. Sand Creek also had a nice spring, so probably those two and you for the league title, you think?
Yeah, you know, I followed Durango very closely last year, knowing that we should have been playing them last year if it had been a regular season.
Right.
Knowing that we were going to play them this year, watched their state championship game online, and have always kind of watched them from a distance too. I really feel like that's going to be an important matchup that week. I feel like there could definitely be league title implications there. It's hard for me to say with Sand Creek. The spring was a different animal with the teams that played in the spring. But you can't discount the successes that teams had as well, and the experiences they had as well. So, but certainly Durango is highlighted on the schedule for sure.